It is time. It is time, my friend. I know you're all on pins and needles here, wondering what went on with the Bachelorette last night. Well, JoJo got it down to three, then got it down to two. And my beautiful wife joining me here this morning at 8:55. Good morning, love.
Good morning.
Boy, what a crazy time last night on the Bachelorette, huh?
Yes, it was pretty crazy.
She sent Luke home.
I mean, he was acting a little weird, but I think it just shocked him. I think he was in shock because I think he thought, you know, he pulled her aside and told her that he loved her. And I think that he really felt like he wasn't going to go home at that point. So I think he was just stunned more than anything.
He was. He did have a deer in the headlight look.
Yeah.
Anyway, she takes off with the other three. We've got Robbie, Jordan, and Chase. And we go to Thailand. We're having pad thai in Thailand. And apparently, it's hot in Thailand, babe.
They were sweating profusely, all of them.
Let's start off with Robbie. I think Robbie is a Pinterest model. What do you think about Robbie on their one-on-one in Thailand?
Well, I'm going to disagree because I don't really think he's very good looking.
Okay.
But he dresses odd, too, in my opinion. But it's a style, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I think their date went well. I just think he, to me, strikes me as a stage 5 clinger.
Hmm.
They have their date. They have their time. You know,
right.
They did their thing. I thought the date was fine. But then when she's in the middle of her and Chase's date, like getting ready to go on the evening date, he shows up at her hotel again to just say that, you know, he loves her and he had such a great time. And he knows that she's on another date. And I just think that he would be a type that wouldn't want her to have her own life.
Very possessive of JoJo.
Yes.
Okay, so Robbie gets done with his date. They end up in the fantasy suite, which it's this time. They're down to the final three here. So they did the fantasy suite deal and, you know, they wake up and everything is perfect and they've got breakfast in bed, you know, and that's how it's going to be for the rest of their lives.
Just like that.
They just wake up and their hair's all done and there's their breakfast right there at the bed. And then it's on to date number two with Jordan.
Yeah, she is very skeptical still of him, but I think that's why she likes him so much, because I think she knows his history and knows that he's still kind of in the stage where he wants a date. You know, she asked him some hard questions, and there was, you know, were several that he couldn't answer.
In your mind,
yeah,
what does the next year look like for you?
It's a tough question to answer. It kind of depends. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly 100%.
I think that makes me nervous.
I think she sees these red flags, and I think she should really follow her gut, but she's not because she's going with you know, lust, I feel like, instead of actual love.
Then that's where we're getting, because we get to date number three. And it is with Chase. This is your man. This is the guy who you said all along, this is your front runner here. I thought the date went really good, Joy.
We saw a whole new side of Chase last night, I feel like. I feel like he was finally himself, and he finally opened up to her. Like, he opened up finally. You know, that's what she's wanting the whole time, is for him to open up, and he does it. And she sends him home.
Yep.
She sends him home.
Right. She invites him to the fantasy suite. And then all of a sudden, she gets like this gut feeling that turned on her, because Chase, who is the most real guy going, and his reaction last night, I think his choice of words was impeccable. He was ticked off.
Oh, is this my fantasy suite? That sucked. I get a fantasy suite card and then I get sent home. Like, that's like, pull your pants down and kick me in the nuts.
So many highs, just and not such a low.
I mean, that's about what happened to the poor guy.
Yeah, and he was angry, you know, because he had never opened up and told anybody that. You know, him and his sister both, you know, have stated that they had issues telling people they love them, and he opened up to her, and then she immediately sends him home, so I know how he was feeling, but he did come back during the rose ceremony, and you know, said I don't want to end it that way. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm sorry that this didn't work. And he basically said, I do love you. And if this doesn't work out for you, because I think he knows how those two guys are, then come find me, basically, is what he said.
Now, it's Robbie, the former Olympic swimmer or something like that, and Jordan, the former pro football player. That's Aaron Rodgers' little brother. They don't talk. These guys, you know what the song that reminds me of these two guys, babe?
What?
Bait a Hook by Justin Moore.
That's her style. I don't know. I was just blown away, honestly. I don't know what to think anymore of her.
Now that your guy's gone out of the contest, that kind of stinks.
Yes.
Well, there it is. The second most unrealistic reality show on TV. ABC's The Bachelorette. We'll see what happens tonight with the Mintel Law. And next week, the season finale between Robbie and Jordan. Babe, thank you again. And I love you very much.
You're welcome. I love you too.
There it is. The Bachelorette recap here. Joy, my wife, as always, you know, with in-depth analysis. She's in like the Bachelorette and the Bachelor. They play, you know, they have the brackets built there at work of who's going to take it home right there. But seriously, like these two dudes that's left, no offense. I mean, if you're a fancy guy, that's one way to live your life. Go ahead and live fancy and have your hair done real nice and wear skinny jeans. That's cool. But at the same time, like, hey, it comes a point where enough is enough. You know, can you bait a hook? It's a qualification there, ladies. It's Justin Moore at Z100.
I heard you had to drive him home after...